Well, this man probably can afford to buy, yelling at these sales here in Melbourne at the English Premier Melbourne sale, because Michael McVeigh lived everybody's dream on Saturday afternoon. He took a quaddy, and he was probably hoping a couple of roughies would get up when he took the field a couple of times in the middle legs. But he probably never expected Luna Fox at 300 to 1 to salute. And he joins us now to tell us about his journey and his day last Saturday at Flemington. Michael, welcome to RSN Central. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. Have you been able to settle down now and realise what you actually did there on Saturday?
Yeah, I've settled down a bit now. It certainly took a bit of time, a good 24 hours to settle right down, actually.
Can you explain your thinking there on Saturday? So when you woke up in the morning, was this a quaddy that you planned out? Was it a spur-of-the-moment type of bet? Talk us through the thinking process there.
I follow Mark Hunter's tips generally, so he was pretty keen on best of days. I put Star of the Season. My daughter goes to those schools. Goes to Star of the Sea School. Took field, and Mark was pretty keen on Shalo in the last.
Okay, so what were you thinking once Luna Fox lobbed?
Well, I was shocked, to be honest, that lobbed, but it was fantastic that it did. So obviously we knew that there was going to be a reasonable dividend, and that got even more, I guess we got a little bit more nervous later on once the $50 pop lobbed in race in the third leg as well.
So you got Shalo going to the last leg, and it was probably one of the best value bets for the day. Then all of a sudden it's like $10 into $3.80 in the latter stages of betting, Michael. Many of us punters out there that probably don't know too much what we're doing, but we like to lay off if we're going into the final leg of the quaddy, if we're going to make some money. What was your thinking heading into the last leg?
Oh, I was pretty confident, actually, because he was confident that if he could run on, then Shalo was going to be a good bet. So I didn't end up laying off at all, even though hindsight probably should have, I guess. But,
no, well, that's even better.
Yeah, so I didn't end up laying off. I was pretty confident, and certainly at about the 400-metre mark, I was very confident.
Yeah, I think you spent $200 and you had 40-odd%. When you win that much, how do you actually collect?
Nah, they give you a check.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's got to go into your account. Every time you withdraw more than $10,000, you've got to fill out paperwork. So,
oh, there you go.
A check, and that was banked. I think that was banked this morning, actually.
So is it life-changing for you, mate, in a way? Oh, or it definitely helps?
Oh, it definitely makes a massive difference. It'll certainly allow for a fair bit of renovating to the house, which will be fantastic to have done, which is good.
And I guess you'll be allowed to have a $200 quaddy now each and every Saturday.
I did make a comment about that yesterday, actually. I don't want to hear anything about me ever again.
And how many mates wanted to jump in? Sometimes you have a quaddy and say, geez, I've got the first couple of legs, and especially when the 300 to 1 lobs, and they go, oh, we're part of it, aren't we, mate? Yeah. You said I was in for
10%. He tried to buy in. He wanted half a ticket, actually, before the last leg.
What was his offer?
30 grand.
Oh, okay, what did you say?
No, you got told no. No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's obviously he might as well just had 30,000 on Shalo.
Well, that's why I couldn't believe he was making that offer, to be honest, because at the time Shalo was $5, so he wasn't going to collect. He wouldn't have collected any more than he would have if he just backed it straight out.
Well, it's going to be one of the great pub stories anyway, Michael, and I think everybody's been talking about that ticket in your story, but it's every punter's dream that has a wager on a Saturday, and especially on a Saturday afternoon, to get a quaddy like that, and it's been so well played by yourself, and I loved how you just didn't want to lay off. You were so confident with Shalo in that last leg for Archie Alexander and Declan Bates. You'd probably nearly have to go to Archie Stable in Ballarat and ask for a photo with the mayor, because that would definitely be going on a photo there in the pool room.
That's probably a good idea. Yep, probably a very good idea.
Well, congratulations, mate. Good luck what are you going to take at quaddie there at Flemington on Super Saturday? You might have to let everybody know your numbers. We might have to get you on the Melbourne Form panel there.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be happening.
Well done, mate. Congratulations. And, yeah, job well done.
No worries, mate. Thank you for the call. Thank you.
Michael McVeigh there. So he was the punter that had two in the first leg. Field, and shallow, one out in the final leg. He spent a couple of hundred, and he won, close to just over $200,000. So that's what we dream about. And, yeah, he lived his dream on Saturday afternoon. It's 11:34. We'll take a